We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the task of kotzer, harvesting. Gedom lecht kotzer la'kotavam gidulei kalka mimakom gidulo. When we speak about kotzer, our task is to sever something that grows from the ground from its place of growth. Okay, so that's the definition of harvesting. For example, litlosh pri lanu anaf mimenu. Simplest example, to pick a fruit off a tree. Or, let's say you have in your front yard, you have myrtle, you have hadassim growing, and you slice a branch off. You're going to take a branch to have psamim at home for Shabbos. Well, if you cut it from its place of growth, so that's the task of kotzer. The same would hold true if you mow your lawn on Shabbos. Now, that's a little bit more complex because mowing the lawn is... He didn't give us one more criterion, and that is that you're harvesting for the sake of use. When you mow your lawn, there are other problems, but that would probably be a melacha shenotzricha legufa. You're cutting the lawn with no intent to use the cut lawn, right? You throw out the cut grass. So that wouldn't be a good example of kotzer, because kotzer has to be with the intent of using what you sliced, what you severed from its growth, like the fruit you plan on eating. Some add that things that do not grow from the ground can also fall under the task of kotzer. Ukigon, for example, litol dag chay misefel maim, to take a fish out of a vessel of water. According to some, that is called kotzer, even though it's not growing in the ground. Nonetheless, according to some, that is kotzer. You're taking the fish out of its place, its natural habitat. Litlosh basal min chay. The same would hold true for pulling flesh from that which is living. There are those that obligate such an action from the task of kotzer, and we'll see later on in the eighth section of this melacha, we'll see more about this. Okay, so our first understanding of kotzer was to harvest, slice some vegetation, fruit or vegetable or plant from where it's growing. Now an application. What about a flower pot? If you have something that was nursing from the ground, and now you're going to sever its connection from the ground, that would also obligate a person. In doing that, a person has really done the task of kotzer. He has severed something from its place of growth. Now we're going to see an example with a flower pot, where if you have a flower pot on the ground, so very often we consider it as though the flower or whatever's growing in that pot is nursing, is getting nourishment from the ground. And if you take it off the ground, if you put it on a table or something, that would constitute kotzer. Okay, let him explain. If you have something that's not actually attached to the ground, but it's nursing, it's getting nourishment from the ground, one who severs its connection with the ground is obligated on Shabbos. Alken, therefore, if someone lifts a pot, a flower pot, that's standing on the ground, you take it off its place, he's obligated. Even though you did not have roots or earth that were connected to the ground, being that we consider it that the plant whose pot was sitting on the ground was getting nourishment from the ground, and by lifting it off the ground, so you've basically severed its growth from the ground, that's considered having done the task of kotzer. Even though you'll tell me, but my flower is going to grow on the table just as well. I take the flower pot off the ground, put it on the table, and it's going to continue growing on the table. Mikol makom kivan shakam imkom gdilato, being that you did nonetheless severed it from its place of growth, which is on the ground, nichlal bekotzel, that's also encompassed in the task of kotzel. Viletaltel atzitz b'toch habayit mimakom lemakom, to carry a flower pot around the house from one place to another, av she'afshal atir mitzal necht kotzel, da'ino yinekim nakarka b'toch habayit. Even though you could argue that in our houses where the flower pots are not sitting on the earth, our floors are coated with something. You have a wooden floor, you have a ceramic floor, you have a tiled floor. So technically, you could say moving a flower pot around isn't a problem in our homes. Mikol makom yesh ladun b'zem shum titul mukze. Nonetheless, you have another issue that you might run into the problem of moving around something which is mukhtse, the flower and the earth in the pot. V'yesh ta'asot hazeh she'ilat chacham, you have to consult your local Orthodox rabbi.
Is this only if the flower pot has a hole?
Oh. So he didn't go into that. We have an opinion that says you need a hole in the bottom of the pot. We have an opinion that says that only if the pot is made out of metal would you need a hole. But if it was made of earthenware or wood, so then you wouldn't need a hole. Then it absorbs nutrients from the ground even without a hole. So that's a machlokas. We've shown him, and in halacha we consider both opinions.
They're holy pots.
Right. Very good.